أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآمنوا بما أنزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون. ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم.
Now in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, in regards to the Bani Israel, giving some examples, a very important message Allah is giving to us, delivering to us on this ummah, our ummah. Allah stated, وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ. Allah says that what I have revealed to you, Aminu, believe in it. Subhanallah. So it's obvious. What is it that Allah has revealed to us? The Quran. And the biggest gift for this ummah, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's blessing and mercy on this ummah, the previous nations and ummahs, they had kitabs, they had prophets. But this ummah, that Allah Ta'ala has given us the honor and dignity to this ummah, subhanAllah, that Allah Ta'ala has his final seal of the kitabs, the Qur'an-i Hakim, he revealed it and sent it to us. And us, we are the ummatis, the members of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ummah, and then we were those who were chosen to receive this kitab and understand it and know about it, and this is our kitab. So Allah Ta'ala says, wa aminu bima anzaltu, believe in what I have revealed. What is it we need to believe? Anzaltu, two meanings of anzaltu, mufassirin, what Allah Ta'ala revealed. We need to believe what has been revealed within the Quran, within the kitab. The kitab, the Quran, the whole kitab, the essence of the Quran is what we need to believe in, to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this kitab, the Quran, Allah has sealed the message for us. And that message is what is being hinted at here, or spoken about here. Allah says, the message that I have sealed in this kitab, believe in that. Believe in that message. Because, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, this kitab being connected to it, with the link, our relationship with the Quran, we have many relationships due to the Quran. Many connections and relationships we have got via the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, via this muqaddas, honorable, dignified kitab, this great kitab, so many rewards are attached to it, mercies attached to it, that if person recites the Quran, does hifth of Quran, memorizes the Quran, sees the Quran, looks at the Quran, the tafsir of the Quran, kisses the Quran, touches the Quran, looking at the Quran, upon all of these Allah has given specific rewards.
من تلا آية من كتاب الله كانت له نورا يوم القيامة ومن استمل آية من كتاب الله كتبت له غصنة مدافع.
In other words, this kitab, the Quran, if any verse a person recites, any verse, then Allah Ta'ala says that on the day of judgment, when all people will be in darkness, whoever has recited one verse of this Quran, that verse will become light and be attached to that person, with that person. And if a person doesn't read a verse by looking, but listens to the verse, is attentive, it's not something to play with, the Quran, When the Quran is being recited, tilawat, like on your phone, you play the Quran, on another device, you play the Quran, you start working, astaghfirullah, this is a disrespect. That in the ringtones of the phone, this tilawat of the Quran. Bi-adbi. It stated the condition is when the Quran is being recited, even if you're hearing, that doesn't go to waste. Such a big connection Allah Ta'ala has kept, and Allah has made a relationship, a connection with the Quran. Allahu Akbar. So what happens is that when a person focuses on the Quran, due to being focused, Allah says that one reward is recorded for that person. Just listening. In other words, two virtues have been mentioned within this. One is that a verse of the Quran, to recite it, tilawat, one verse, on the Day of Judgment will be noor, and remember the moments of Qiyamah. And secondly, just for hearing the Quran, then you'll get thawab for listening as well. So, whole life long, this becomes a noor, the Quran. If a person's attached to the Quran, all life long, he's got the light with him. Hazrat Suhail radiallahu anhu stated that the Holy Prophet said,
وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ سَمَعَ آيَاتٍ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ عَظَمْ عَجَمْ.
He said, I swear by Allah in whose hands is my life. What a great statement. The Holy Prophet is saying that I swear by Allah in whose hands is my life. Min kitabillah. Subhanallah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that for listening to the verse of this Quran, a very big, massive reward Allah will give. Rasulullah promised that to hear the verse of Kitab Allah is a very enormous reward.
Azamin Muslim Sabri Sadaqa bil Fuqa.
And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated,
Ayatin Kitabillah Aftala min kulli shayin dun al-ash. Subhanallah.
That if a person recites any verse of the Quran, that apart from the arsh, the throne of Allah, it's greater than everything else to recite the verse of the Quran. Subhanallah. So this is the kitab that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to us, given to us, assigned to us. Whoever has recited a verse of the Quran, for him, high status in paradise, and he will have light with him. In other words, with recitation, his levels will increase, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, the light, yes, the light will be attached to him and travel with him in the hereafter.
من قراءة ثلاثين آية من ليلة لم يضره تلك الليلة سبعة دار ولا تسعة تارك عرفي في نفسي وأهلي ومالي حتى يصبح.
Prophet said, whoever in the night has recited 30 verses of the Quran in the night, in that night, nothing at all can give him pain internally, no thief can give him pain, or no other affliction can affect him. Rather, that person, for his self, for his family, his wealth, and all, there will be salama, there will be peace and prosperity. So brothers, in other words, the Quran that Allah Ta'ala has given us a connection with, فَأَنزَلْتُ, it is a very honorable and great kitab that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. So here Allah Ta'ala said, وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ, believe in that which I revealed now. So this is now regards to believing, accepting what? That all of the glory of the Quran, if you look at all the levels and the rewards, they are good and great. But the real, genuine objective that Allah has given us, the message in the Quran, which is the essence of the Quran, the objective of the Quran, that is what we need to believe in. If we do everything else that we just discussed, no doubt, all the rewards Allah has kept, all of those things, and just some rewards I've mentioned to you via these hadith, but the top of the pile, top of the list, the reason why the Quran was revealed, why Allah gave us the Quran, the message that He wanted to give to us, Allah says, that message, believe in it. Whoever has done everything else, but has not accepted the message of the Quran, then he has done nothing at all. All thawab he will lose out also. Remember this point. So the message that Allah has given in the Quran, Allah says, the message I gave to you is not a new message. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا. That those other kitabs in which the Quran also accepts them, confirms them. All the previous kitabs came with the same message. Yes, the Quran accepts that, confirms that. Musaddiqa lima. Allah said that the previous kitabs, the Torah, Injil, Zabur, other kitabs, scriptures, all of them, they were great and they were honorable. And their rank, their status, all the ummas that got kitabs, these were the messages of Allah. Same message, and that's also included in the final message in the Quran. Allah's explaining about the Bani Israel, they also had a message in their kitabs, was present this message. And this message, for giving to you this message, the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, the Anbiya, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, we're seeing, isn't it, that this is continuing. It's continuing. And the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one message Allah ta'ala wanted to give to everybody. One message Allah ta'ala delivered. So, all of the essence of the Quran, the whole situation, Allah says that we need to focus on that message. What Allah ta'ala has revealed to us, what is that message? That my final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bring such belief in him, believe in him in such a way, ati'ullah wa ati'ur rasul, that the Holy Prophet Muhammad says total ittiba, total obedience and following sunnah, ittiba'i rasul, follow the sharia, follow the sunnah, obey the sharia, obey the sunnah. This is the message Allah has given us, believe in this. This is the message that came from Adam alayhi salam till the hereafter, and this is what a person has to have iman in and becomes Muslim. We say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. This is the detail behind the kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, that there's no other order apart from Allah. We have to believe in Allah, accept his orders, and we won't follow anybody except for the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah's Nabi. And there's no other imitation, no other following. And this is the essence of the message of the Quran, where Allah says that this is what you have to believe in, what I've given to you. When Allah says, وَأَمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتَ أَنزَلْتُ, when a person believes in this, accepts this, what do we have to believe in? The hukum. And he has to accept that, embrace that his life then is spent according to Sharia and Sunnah. He's accepted that. That's called believing and accepting. So then, after that, the rewards about the Quran, the virtues that we've been told, a person receives them and he deserves them. He deserves them. So Allah says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. Allahu Akbar. وَأَمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. This is a big message for this ummah that Allah Ta'ala has given. Very carefully listen to what I'm saying, this point. That the first thing we need to understand is a hadith. I'll tell you the meaning of this hadith. That a person, when he starts to do a sin, he commits sin, and people see him and start following him, then as long as those people follow him and do that sin, adab, punishment, he will continue to get that. Because they emulated him, will continue. 100,000 people, for example, like deliver a message, a wrong message, and people listen to that message and start following that. The amount of people follow that incorrect guidance message, 1 million, 2 million, all of that sin will be in my record books. Yes? So if I invite people to sin, or influence them to sin, and people accept that, all of that sin of their actions will come into my account on the Day of Judgment. All of those sins, the person who's at the head of that, he will get the punishment. Very carefully, to be very quickly, we give messages to people, do this, do that, this is okay, very wrong, be careful about this. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. Allah Ta'ala is talking to us here in the Quran. He's directing us that, listen, this Quran that I've revealed to you, that you have got a big responsibility, very strong responsibility. That you, with regards to this kitab, you believe in it. First, you are the ummatis who believe in the Quran is in your hand and you believed in it. So, first and foremost, it's very big responsibility upon you that this message I have revealed to you, that I have continuously revealed in the Quran, you have to believe in it. In other words, the Holy Prophet's lifestyle is ittaba, following him. This is the message of the Quran, ati'ullah wa ati'ur rasul. So Allah says, if you adopt this, if you don't live your life according to this, and you live a life opposite to this, then Allah says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. Then Allah says, you will be first, the initiator of the sin, the rejecter of the message of the Quran, who has rejected this message and left this message, not done no amal and practiced on it. So look at this point. Today, if today we live our lives, we don't live our lives according to this message, Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul, if we don't live our life according to this, then our situation will be such that we will be those people who initiated, we were the beginning of, and we invited people towards that sin of not practicing. Then the other people, the Yahud, yes, they had the message in the Torah, the Zabur, the previous nations, Injil, yes, Allah mentioned, gave them, said, the Holy Prophet will come. But for us, we have the final kitab. We believe in that kitab. They didn't have the Quran before us. So we are those people. We are those people who first had the Quran. We were given the Quran. We believed in it, accepted it, confirmed it. So if we don't accept this message, the essence, if we live atiur Rasul, and we live our lives opposite to that, then we will be first in the line that we initiated that sin of leaving atiur Rasul. And all the people who follow us, look at us and be guided by us, misguided by us, they'll say, oh, this is their deen. There's nothing in the deen that says that do this and do that. So all the people who commit the sin, then that complete sin punishment will come onto our heads due to those people who live their life opposite to Ittaba'i Rasul, who live their life against the Sharia, away from the Sharia, away from following Nabi Sallam, because they see us and other people are influenced by that. Then all the sin will come on our head. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَافِرٌ أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ Their sin will be on our head in the hereafter, and we will have to answer for that, Allah says. So Allah says, be not first to disbelieve therein. Now look here, if we look around us in the dunya today, at this moment in time, we are all split up, spread out, totally, you could say, in a broken state. Millions and millions of people spread out around the world. Which part of the world is where there are no mosques, where Quran is not gone, where Muslims are not gone? Go all hemispheres. But people have left their lands and the Quran is spread far and wide, isn't it? Physically. And people have, for example, we say we are Muslims. We all call ourselves Muslims, don't we? Wherever we go in the world. And people of other religions, and they'll look towards and say, oh, these are Muslims. If you're sat in a bar, they'll say, oh, he's a Muslim sat there. If you're in a gambling den, they'll say, he's a Muslim there. Yes, because he's a Muslim. They'll call us Muslim. Because they'll recognize us via Islam as Muslims. The whole world, Allah spread us out, sent us around the world according to His hikmah, wisdom, because we are the final ummah. We have high status, and we're the best ummah, the Quran says. The best of people. So Allah Ta'ala didn't say that you're the best because halal roasted chickens are halal for you, and this is haram for you, and this is halal for you. We haven't come to this country for this purpose, so we can make factories and big warehouses and make wealth and money and openly and import things. Come, import people from Pakistan. Keep coming here. There's a lot of money. Work hard day and night, and you'll be the best. And keep on counting the notes and the cash. This is not the reason. We made that our own objective. Allah Ta'ala sent us here. In our hand should be the Quran. In the other hand should be the Sunnah of Rasulullah. There should be amal on both. There should be amal. Very severe answer. We'll be questioned severely in the hereafter. Oh, we've played so much in our lives. Big, big game of life we've made. I have seen in my life, you will have seen, such people who come here, young people came here, young. They didn't have beards, black hair, long hair, and today their backs are bent. Someone 60 years, 70 years old, someone 65 years old, came here decades ago, and they've spent their whole life like this. What have they done about, what work of the deen have they done? 20, 30, 40 years. The biggest oblique of the deen for us, propagation, is that we do amal on this message and come in front of society. If today we, masjids we've made, we have conferences, speeches, demonstrations, and we have spread so much confusion in the world, wherever we are. And we have functions, assemblies, day and night, functions, gatherings, assemblies, gatherings, conferences, functions, get-togethers. But the essence of the deen for us, the reason we were Muslims and we were meant to present ourselves in these countries, different parts of the world, that you won't see the objective anywhere. Such weird situations and circumstances, the way we spread ourselves out around the world. Nowhere will you see the reflection of the deen, where you see the colors of the sunnah, men folk, women folk, our daughters, our children, will be asked severely the questions. That's why we were sent around the dunya. Allah said you have to practice on the message of the Quran. Allah says that the message gave to Bima Anzaltu Musaddiqa Lima. Practice on this. It's not believing. This is not believing. We can't say this is believing until unless we don't physically practice on it. We haven't believed in the Quran. We haven't believed in the Quran. We will stand with those people who are takdheeb, who rejected the Quran, I tell you clearly. Those people who do takdheeb of the Quran, do you understand? What does that mean? Takdheeb of Quran? The whole Quran, this one verse to do takdheeb amalan, practicing, shunning that, is shunning the whole Quran. Remember this. This one verse to do takdheeb, what does takdheeb mean? Not to do amal on the Quran, then you are rejecting the rest of the Quran. No money, wealth and assets and the mounds of stacks of money, visas, stamps, visas. Call him uncle, cha-cha, mammu, children. Make money, come here, make money, money. We've all forgotten our deen, objective of life. It's not this, our objective in this world, brothers. It's something else. First and foremost, we'll be questioned. Allah will say, وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ. First question on the Day of Judgment. This is such an essence, the summary of the deen. Then the Quran accepts, confirms that you are the best message, the best kitab. Allah chose you, selected. Yahud couldn't do this. Nasara couldn't do this work. Musaddiq alima, the previous nation couldn't. But this is confirming, the Quran that's in your hand is confirming. وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. And you are the first to disbelieve therein. And the rest of the world is following you. Yes, I tell you. Even I live in this world. I have lived in the Western Hemisphere. I have experienced it. I can give you examples. Many examples are present in your lives around you, around us. Day and night people say to us, when they look at us in the gambling dens, in the alcohol bars, and when we leave salah, when we're running after money and dunya. Day and night. These people aren't foolish, the people around us. They look at us from the angle of Islam. They call us Muslims. They say that Islam says, the Islam, look at the Islam. They're lying, fraud, the amount of fraud we commit, false signing, false claiming, evading tax, our people do. Do we think that, what are we? وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِي. So first and foremost, Allah says that this is how you presented Islam in front of these people. Yes, the biggest munkar are you, Allah says. You'll be included amongst the munkars. When you came here, your way should be that you are representing the deen and they should see you and become Muslims. They say it, I've heard from my own ears. You would have heard this. That your Islam doesn't say you can drink alcohol. Why do you drink alcohol? Your Islam doesn't say you can listen to music, sing and dancing. Why do you do this? They say this. They know. So, your women, why are they wandering around like this, your women? Your Islam doesn't permit this. Why do they do this, your women folk? Your sister, she sat here, and these daughters of yours, the women that you give them the tarbiyah, you're spiritually bringing them, they can't do this. Your deen says something else. And why are you doing this wrong? They say this to us. They're aware. Yes, I told you the examples of this before. The person's complaining, standing. He said, this man, I used to clean his windows and he delayed in paying me. That person we think is jahil, the window cleaner said, I washed this guy's window, my client who's a Muslim, and he didn't pay me, he made the complaint. I worked for him. And I considered he was a Muslim. I thought he was a Muslim. But Muslim, the man, he's not a Muslim, but he's a window cleaner. He said, I thought he was a Muslim. He's my client. I cleaned his windows. And he hasn't paid me. So many days have passed. And we know that in your kitab is written, in your guidance books, imagine the window cleaner saying this. He said, I know about your books that is stated that your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the laborer, before the sweat dries, we must pay him. I swear by Allah, my eyes popped open wide. You know this. Looked at him top to toe, dirty clothes, a window cleaning brush in his hand. You know, like the window cleaners. Subhanallah, he gave me the message, reminded me of the message. Today that man, he demonstrated to us. He announced that we are better than you, you are worse than us. We didn't expect you to be like this, that we thought you're Muslims, mu'mins. A Muslim, they're like a Sahabi would go to a new country, new land, one companion, and everyone in that square inch of that land, look at Hindustan, Indian subcontinent, when they went, they did business in Surat. Surat is in Gujarat, an area in Surat. And when they went, they did business, kind of business, they were amazed. The people who weren't Muslims. Such a great nation, people have come. They are pure tajirs, pure businessmen. Pure. They are honest, sincere. They don't lie. They speak honestly. They return the money as well if need be. So one Muslim, He is gone, spread out, and they've changed the whole lands to Muslim. We all have become here to make houses and shops and run businesses. That's where we show ourselves that the Darulums have opened and children go in there and we educated the person and recited this, etc. And look, the hadith are there. Explain to us what a great rule Allah has put. وَلَا تَكُونُوا Allah says, أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ Allah says, do not be the first to disbelieve therein, but you will be the first to be in the line of for punishment. Allah says, if you do this, Allah says, you cannot be trusted. That look, I couldn't even, Allah says, it could not be imagined that you would hide that kitab. This was not of you. This is not within your dignity. So this is a big message that the Quran is giving to us for the sake of Allah. Let's understand who we are. Why have we got lost? Such a great big adab. We cannot imagine the adab that's awaiting. We can understand. This is takdeeb of the Quran, rejecting Quran. We openly wander around the world. We're not scared. We present ourselves wrongly. We've forgotten who we are. Allah says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَلَا كَافِرٍ بِهِ First, you who rejected, if you did the right things, followed the deen correctly, my Quran, the hadith, the message, أَتِيُوا اللَّهُ Rasul, then these people who were not believing, they'd become Muslims. But instead of that, Allah says, rather, you are the first to be fraudsters and deceivers. You've started divorces here, lying here, haram actions here, unlawful actions here. So many unlawful actions. Until today, after seeing a person, people see us, they don't become Muslims. Yes. For example, when they look at the practice of a Muslim, people who don't have iman, they say, oh, he's coming. The pillars of our deen, the pillars who have come here, so many people, the heads, with regards to them, let's see further what it says in the Quran, why are they spoilt? What's the reason for this? Until today, have you heard that if you look at another person and he sees him, and after that he becomes a Muslim? Have we seen that, heard that? Tell me. Such big places we've opened, institutes, just to promote our name and our fame. We've put things that we've forgotten, that we are that nation, that we have to influence people towards Islam in the world, not via tabligh or speech or tafsirs, commentaries or announcements of hadith. No. We have to amlan, practically influence people. I swear by Allah, if we don't lie, if we don't commit fraud, if we don't evade tax, if we don't do criminal actions, banditry, and our lifestyle, eating, drinking, stand, sitting, ibadah, worship, business, is accordance to the Holy Prophet, our parents, everything is according to ittiba'i Rasul, then see, that people, many people will become Muslims, will become examples, because we have the deen. They know that our deen is right, but we don't demonstrate that. They're not foolish. I've given you an example of such a person, even he knew what the deen was. So everybody knows he's a liar, he's a deceiver. I heard this from my ears, that the biggest fraudsters are our leaders. Our leaders, I've heard this from my ears, in such a place, I was myself in that vicinity, said that they're all thieves, these people are the leaders of the ummah. What's written in the kitab? Something else, and they do something else. These people are saying this. Look, the Quran says that you are that nation, that you are those who came to accept the Yahud and the Nasara, the previous nations, that we accept Allah gave them the kitab and the message, the Yahud and the Nasara, and then the kitab just present. How? And they left, and we came as the ummah, the greatest ummah. Allah says, تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَفْرِمِينَ You are the first to disbelieve in the message from amongst yourselves. So it's until Qiyamah, all the Yahud and Nasara who won't become Muslims, their sin will come on our heads, because we did takdeeb with Ram. Did we try? We didn't try. And we didn't have effort. We didn't have desire that via our amal we would influence others and bring them towards the deen and make them Muslim. We just have to practice our deen. Do nothing else, Allah says. Just practice, Allah says. That do amal on the deen, on the Quran. Yes, and see how we affect them positively. But our women folk, they are more immodest than them. They are more, you could say, naked than them. More. And it's a shameful to say this. Bukhari Sharif, Hadith. And they still do the actions against that. Darul Ulooms are being opened up, institutes, Islamic. You know, like a machine, production machine. And such wrong things come out from our lives. This is a painful thing, the Quran is saying. The painful thing. Musaddiqan lima. Allah says, you have done this action. What's the reason for this? Now Allah has given a beautiful example. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا وَإِيَّا يَفَتَّقُونَ Why is this fitna and fasad disorder spread in our generation? They had Tarat, Injil, Torah, the Jail. Allah says, when I gave them the haq, the truth, the Bani Israel, They had this message, they had the truth, and the Holy Prophet's coming was mentioned in the kitabs, and the scriptures say that. And this is a fact that when the Prophet ﷺ went to Madinatul Manawra, the Yahudi ulama, the Jewish scholars, they came themselves and they accepted, affirmed, they told their people that yes, we have that sign, we know the signs in our Torah and in the Injil, the signs are mentioned. Yeah, yurifunahu, Allah says the message was there. Allahu Akbar. They recognize, just like they recognize their sons. This is the reality that Allah Ta'ala mentioned in this message of Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul. The whole dunya was manufactured due to the glory and the dignity of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The whole physical universe was made due to the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It was decorated due to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So how can it be that in this dunya, a person comes in, he doesn't know from Adam Alayhi Salaam. Adam Alayhi Salaam's initiation was due to this. That he saw the name on every leaf of Jannah, he saw, and the Arsh, he saw the name of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and his initiation, his tawbah was accepted by that. How can it be that Allah Ta'ala sends the ummas, the nations, the anbiya, alayhi musallam, the Torah, Injil, Zabur, and all the other scriptures, and Allah Ta'ala won't mention the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How can this be? They all knew the previous nations. They recognized. They became Muslims. The Yahud, they came. The Jewish scholars, they came. They saw and they became Muslims. Abdullah bin Salam, who was the alim, the scholar, high grade Jew. And no one could imagine he'd become Muslim from amongst the Jews. But alhamdulillah, he became a Muslim eventually. The same way other Yahudis, other Jews, they came, they saw. It's not the case. Whoever came, and when he came to the Holy Prophet, and he presented himself after that, they accepted that, yes, we know in our kitabs it's written about your coming, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your signs we accept is present in our kitabs. Why? So what happened eventually? The Quran explains that fitna arises when disorder, due to two reasons, the Quran tells us, due to two reasons, the fitna comes. The trials come, the rejection. That, for example, the Yahudi, they came, many of them, they came, they said, we accept, we understand, we know that this message was going to come. In our kitab, these signs are present, we accept. That your qualities, your characteristics are mentioned in our kitab. The Quran says, وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا وَإِيَّا يَفَتَّقُونَ. Allah says, don't make this mistake. Don't make this mistake. What did we do? Or what did they do? What did we do? The Yahud and the Nasara. What did they do? What was the action they did? The wrong thing. Allah says, don't do this. And always when it starts, the ummah, when it starts to spoil itself, two reasons that ummah gets spoiled. One is the ulama, one is the mashayikh. These are the two pillars of our deen. That after the anbiya, they look after, they have the possession of the knowledge of the deen. The ulama and the mashayikh. They have a great status, great responsibility in our deen. The alim, the scholar, we can understand his status. How great is his rank? He's a sheikh, a spiritual leader. We can't understand. Imagine the maqam Allah has given to a sheikh. Why? Because he is the guide. He's spreading the deen. Yes, Allah says that this is what وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ. He's spreading this. He is raising the standard, the flag bearer of Islam. He is holding the genuine reason, the genuine meaning of the Quran, the genuine demonstration. And they give their time and effort for this, the ulama and the mashayikh. Yes, they give their time and effort. They sacrifice their time and effort for this, for the deen, for Allah Ta'ala's deen. So when they get sold out, the ulama or the mashayikh, when they sell themselves or get sold out, then this, the meaning of this verse, has a Hakim al-Ummat stated, وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا وَإِيَّا يَفَتَّقُونَ. To leave the orders and to change, modify, to conceal, and this is the bargain, the transaction to earn and buy wretchedness in society. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. What? That when ulama, remember, the ulama, when their name comes, then two characteristics of knowledge. One are the ulama haq, one are ulama su, ulama batil, false. The mashayikh, when the name comes, one is the mashayikh haq, one is the mashayikh su, the batil, the false mashayikh. Who, the genuine milk and the fake milk. Yeah? Same way. Two opposites. So the pure alim, he's different. In the hand is the Quran and Sharia. Batil alim, false, he's different. See the difference. So who does this? Who did this? Those people. How does the deen spoil? How does an alim get spoiled? وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. That when he runs into the trap of earning dunya, wealth, money, make money on the Quran, make money on the points of the Quran, the deen. On every point he wants to earn money, cash, money, wealth. He earns ilm for making money. Hazakim al-Ummat rahmatullahi said upon this point, that to leave the hakams, the orders, they change the deen, and they hide the deen, they conceal the deen. For which reason? And this is the way to earn wretchedness, to earn the wretched dunya. They conceal the deen and hide the truth. Allahu Akbar. To save their dunya, their worldly luxuries, to become rich and wealthy, they become physically, materially wealthy by concealing and hiding the truth. So what did they do? The ulama ikram, the respective scholars, the Tawrat, Injil, the previous nations, they did this. The scholars, the previous nations, they modified the verses or sold the meaning of the verse. Even if someone gives you £1 million with regards to something in the world, do this, then that is dunya, world, in comparison to the hereafter. It's not even equivalent to a dot. There's no value of that £1 million compared to the akhirah. وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِي وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَّنًا قَلِيلًا. So where does the deen get spoiled? That when the ulama ikram, the respected scholars, the respected mashayikh, sell their deen for the dunya, they start to earn dunya. Dunya becomes their objective. Materialism. Material gain, there's a big punishment they have wrought for them when they start selling the Quran. When they change the meaning of the Quran, their objective is dunya. ثَمَّنًا قَلِيلًا. That even if you earn millions, but compared to the akhirah, it's not even a dot compared to the akhirah. This is what they are earning, not even a dot. Allahu Akbar. So remember, there are two types of alim. One is the alim haq, true alim. One is alim batil, false. One is the mashayikh haq, one is mashayikh batil. And how do you recognize between the two, distinguish between the two? Alim haq, true scholar, upright. Alim batil, what's the difference? Today, sheikh, mashayikh, Haq mashayikh, batil mashayikh. What's the difference? How can we distinguish? For that, there's one measurement gauge tool. What is that? Ittabai Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The alim in his life, if you see, in one hand is the Quran, in the hand and is the Sharia, alhamdulillah, that no value of the dunya in front of him, no power of the dunya can purchase him. No masla, no question, no fatwa. That is the alim haq. His maqam is extremely high. Today we shout out loud. Every alim doesn't have this status. 4 or 5 months course he does. 4 or 5 years. 4 or 5, 6 years. And he thinks he's Imam Ghazali, Imam Bukhari. Look at their hal. Look at their life. How could they equate themselves to these great personalities? Yes, someone's going to Syria. Somebody's going to another Arab land. This country, that country. All of this is dunya. It's all dunya, my brothers. Alim, scholar, is a scholar in whose hand is amal, in his life is amal, haq, truth. He has no connection to the dunya, which is no pride, no showing off. He is a great status person. Those ulama that the Quran is praised. But regards to these ulama, their darajat, their status, and the people do dua for them, the fish do dua for them. Not those who run to courses for the sake of courses. Become like this then, so that the fish do dua. Yes, annihilate your nafs and your desires. Yes, you just pick up kitabs and recite, I'm an alim, I've learned this technical point, that time. Well, okay, mashallah, alhamdulillah. Yes, get to that maqam status and clean your nafs and wash your desires and take the dunya out of your desires. Yeah, and shake yourself down that you're trying to deceive Allah. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. They sell themselves, Allah says, on small points. Allah says, and part not with my revelations for a trifling price and keep your duty unto me. Allah says, they destroy the deen. That those people who spread this to around the dunya, there's no sharia in that, there's no sunnah in that. Yes, rather they will teach them, go away from the sunnah. They'll degrade the sunnah in front of them. This is not necessary. You don't need to do this. In this generation it's too hard. You don't need to do this. Oh, you can compromise with this. Allah says, Allahu Akbar, وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Even here, Hakim ul-Ummat rahmatullah, I said a beautiful tashri. Here, confound not truth with falsehood, nor knowingly conceal the truth, subhanallah. First and foremost, they hide the deen. Allah says, وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ هَذَا أَقِيمُ الْأُمَّةِ. He said, they hide the deen. In this tafsir, he stated, the alim, the batil alim, will hide the haq. If you can't hide it, then he'll give the wrong explanation. Because he gave money, wealth, material gain. Peer sahab will do the same. Yes, me and you, now let's scan around the world today. How many alims are sat? And how many peer sahabs and alim and mashayikh are present in the world today? Who spread the Sharia and the Sunnah? How many are there? And who spread the pure deen of the Prophet Muhammad, for which the Quran said to us, وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ مُصَدِّقَ عَلَىٰ. Believe in this message of me too. How many people are doing this work of the deen today? Tell me, how many? Allah forgive. So this, the biggest fitna of this day and age, remember this point, the biggest fitna of this day and age, which is the biggest deception, the Yahudi in their generation and the Nasara in their generation, the previous nations did the same game. Today in this nation of the Muslims, this fitna has arrived. And who are the most to spread this? Our heads, our leaders. I'm not talking about the alim-e haq, the true scholars, those ulama who in their life is Quran and Sunnah. I'm not talking about them. Their rank is great, supreme. I'm talking about ulama su, the false scholars who the Quran has mentioned. The detail behind this.
من قرأ قرآن وعرف تعبيره معنيه ولم يعمل تبوه مجاون النار.
As Anas radiallahu anhu stated, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, that person who has taught the Quran, has taught the memorization of Quran, and he is the alim on the, but he doesn't do amal on the Quran, then he has made his abode in hellfire. Listen to this point. Doesn't matter how high status Allah has erected him, he's taught hifz, tafsir, commentary, made people alims, taught the meaning, but he puts all of that into his shop and material assets and earnings and dunya, is stated. Then his abode, doesn't matter how high, what a big rank, he's falling down after the anbiya, the scholars of the highest rank. Yes, they are the deputy, the alim of his time is the deputy of the Nabi. He looks after the whole generation. In front of us are examples. In the Hindustan, Indian subcontinent, when it changed and kufr had spread, darkness, one person came, one personality came, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala then revived the deen. Mujaddid al-Aftani, rahmatullah, Hazrat Shaykh Ahmad Farooqi Sarhandi, rahmatullah. He totally revived the whole generation. Yes, if one alim is honest, haq, truth, sincere, for the whole of UK is enough. Yes. You don't need no madrasa, hifz, this, that institute. I swear by Allah, he will revive that one alim haq, he will revive the land. That's how great is an alim scholar. But the machine, printing machine, alim, maulvi, alim, this tafsir, this meaning, commentary. Yani, he has done tafsir of the Quran, the meanings of the Quran. In every house today, we have people who are attending the institutes and they're graduating, factories everywhere, churning out the scholars. And women folk, may Allah forgive, from this factory they come and then they run away from their homes. They run away from their homes. They leave the deen. Yes, because they have no ikhlas. The person who's teaching, he is making money, the people are graduating, they're in the shop.
من قرأ القرآن عرف تعبيره ومعانيه ولم يعمل إن تبوا مداجهه في النار فمات.
The Prophet said that he has earned his abode in hellfire. As Umar bin Shuaib, he narrated in hadith, lengthy hadith,
يُوتِي بِرَزِلْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَمْسُلُ بِالْقُرْآنَ وَقَانَ يَدْعُ فِرِجَتُ وَيَجَعَتُ حَدُودَ وَيَخَالِفُ تَعَاتُ وَتَرْكُ بِيَا فُولِ حَدِيثِ چَلِهِ.
One person will be presented on the Day of Judgment and the Quran, in which way there were examples, you will be made an example. That person who wasted the faraid of the Quran, the compulsory of the Quran, and he will have transgressed the boundaries, made halal, haram, halal, haram, halal, swapped it over, transgressed the boundaries, and he was opposite to the practice of the Quran and the deen. Despite Allah Ta'ala gave him the Quran, responsibilities, hafiz, memory, ilm, knowledge, he wasted it. Stated, the person who will have transgressed the boundaries, wasted the faraid, the compulsory, left the obedience and the practice, will he call himself an alim? Who leaves salah? Who wastes fajr salah? Who runs away from zuhr salah? He'll call himself an alim, a scholar? Yeah, it's false. He's done a course, he's come from Sham, Syria or Egypt, and you'll call him an alim, a scholar. The person who has done that desire, that yearning, is an alim. Alim is a person, Mufti Taqi Sahib, his father, respected father, made him an alim. 10 years is Shaykh Hazarifi Rahmatullah Alayhi. 10 years as a Mufti Taqi Sahib's Shaykh Hazarif Billah Rahmatullah Alayhi said, you can't give the bayan, sit with me, tarbiyah and reformation, tazkiyah, both brothers. Hazar Rafi Usmani, Ramdan Mulana Mufti Taqi Sahib, Usmani Sahib, this is how their nafs, the tazkiyah was made, and now you listen to Maswa Allah. From his words you'll see the haq, the no fraud and deception. Hand is Quran and Sunnah. You'll see this. So instead of Sham and other countries and Misr running to Egypt and Syria, we're running there, learn Arabic, have some status, and people run after us. Dunya. Dunya. Set the technical points, start reciting Sahih Bukhari. If you have desire, I want to go on Alim, have a maqam, a status. The Nasiyah, the Quran's going, I'm not saying this, the Quran's saying this. Otherwise, wala talbisul haqqa. Then you will carry on hiding the Quran. You will keep on running after the dunya to make money via the Quran and the Hadith. That become an alim, learn ilm, become a hafiz, become an alim after that. What do? That if 7-8 years course you graduate, then do 16 years, sit at the dust of the slippers of the waliwala so you can clean your just like Mufti Taqi Sahib and Mulana Rafi Sahib. They're both, his father, Mufti Azam of Deoband, Mufti Shafi Sahib, he was a Mufti Azam, their father, their respected honorable father. That's how he reformed and taught his sons. And here we don't even graduate, and we run tafsir this, bayan this, and technical point this, and where they're going? To those people who don't even have deen. Their faces, their parents, their akal, the Arabi. For example, by learning Arabic, that all this, for example, rumors that spread, that yes, it's a language, we need to learn it, but here the deen, the meaning of the deen, amongst jahil. For example, to show people that I've learned Arabic grammar and technical masail, mother and father, they praise him, the praise never ends. That my son has studied this and studied that. But they are earning their abode in Jahannam. What a big point and lesson. That what will happen? How will justice be meted out? That they will be thrown into hell from their mouths. They'll be thrown. And instead of the crown being put on the head and given a high lofty status to the maqam, they have earned their abode in hell. Yes? And in the same way, the peers, the false peers, the liar sheikhs, the false people sitting on the seats and saying that we belong to this chain of transmission doing haram. What tazkiyah are they doing? What batin are they cleaning? What reformation are they taking? Implementing apart from langar and food and gatherings for food and making money. Peers have no other occupation today. Yes, different colored caps and topis and different yellow, red and orange clothes and big caps and they go to graveyards, what they've done, and mazars they've done. What actions that are taking place, implementing. This is a big message of the Quran today. وَآمِنُوا Allah says, remember one point. This is the Quran. وَآمِنُوا بِيَمَا أَنزَلْتُ Quran, the Torah, the Injil, Zabur from Adam alayhi salam. More than 100,000 prophets that came. Every one of them had one mission, one objective, one message was given to them. Everyone had one message. Confirmed that my final prophet, Muhammad salam, obey him and follow him, his Sharia. That said, then you will leave this world successful, otherwise not. وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ What is this? Allah says, fear me, keep your duty unto me. Fear me. Allahu Akbar. Fear of Allah, if you create it, then we'll be saved. And if a fear of Allah is not inside us, then what actions we'll do will be away from that. How does fear of Allah come? The Quran says, go and sit with those people who have fear of Allah inside them, in their hearts. That's it. Sit, seek that person. Don't seek dunya, material things. Seek the fear of Allah in the company that you keep. Sit with him. Fear of Allah will come in your heart. Inshallah, you'll start to understand the deen. Muttaqi, become muttaqi. Fear of Allah. Leave this rest. May Allah give us all the understanding of the Quran, the fam of the Quran, the connection with the Quran. Teach us to read the Quran. May Allah give us that real essence, message of the Quran. May Allah allow us to do amal on that. May Allah make us great alims, scholars. May Allah make us propagate the Quran. May amal come into our lives so that we can, the people around us, via our amal, physically, visibly, we can give tabligh to them. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.